Paul, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
Those guys in the AV, if they're not wilderness, they will be going. Capisce? I have they say confession is good for the soul, and I have a confession to make in front of the council today that my wife and I have two crazy Siamese cats in our house. And I know that you're thinking, well, that's not very manly man of the FCF guy. But if you're going to deal with anyone, you can deal with my wife. She's a hot-blooded Texan, and she knows how to use her Glock 27. And that being said, you know, when those cats don't listen to me very well, the only time those cats listen to me when they hear the pop on the cat food can, and they come running. And men, we're going to talk about culture and leaders. I know there's some ladies here. But those cats are not cultured, they're conditioned. And what we have to do as we work through the Ranger culture and specifically our culture, we need to have one mind together. Author Richard Daff defines organizational culture as the set of values, guiding beliefs, understandings, and the way of thinking that are shared by members of an organization and are taught to new members as being correct. Culture is strong when members agree to a great degree on the importance of specific values, and if it's weak, it is weak if its agreement is low. How many have heard of Zappos.com? Anybody heard of Zappos? Yes, there's a few. Tony Hsieh is the founder and CEO of Zappos.com. It's an online shoe company. Tony Zappos just recently sold his company to Amazon.com. He's under the age of 40 years old, and he sold his company for over $1 billion. Tony Zappos says, if you get culture right, then a lot of really amazing things will happen on their own. There are two parts to any culture, and the first of these is structure. This is by an author whose name is Dr. David Vick. He's the author of Culture Secret, and he and Tony Hsieh were instrumental in forming the business model and the culture at Zappos. Next. Here are five structures that shape Zappos culture. First is vision, what the organization is doing and what it wants to do. Second is purpose, why the organization is doing what it does. Third is the business model. This is how the vision is accomplished. Fourth is wow factors. What makes the organization stand out? Think about that a minute. What makes Royal Rangers stand out? And fifth and lastly, our values. What the company and employees care about. What do we as Royal Rangers care about first and foremost? And we'll get into that. The second part of culture is people, according to Dr. Vick. Here are five behavior expressions of culture. Think in terms of your Royal Rangers position. Are you dedicated to the culture, the ministry, and cause that is larger than ourselves? First, there's habits. Second, there is routines. Third, there's shared language. Fourth, common beliefs. Fifth, are mutual decisions. When you're thinking through these five behavior expressions of culture, I would ask you to think, am I doing my best? Do my habits reflect what they ought to be doing? Are my routines up to my job description? Do I wait until 2 minutes before the event to put out the event packet? Is our language shared? Are we as one? Here's a quote from Dr. David Vick, and it says, failure to develop the five structures dooms culture development. It's like hanging pretty decorations on shabby trees. We can look at our uniforms that we're wearing here today. We can look at the insignia that's on our collars. That's just decorations on what's below that. Are we representing the culture as we should in Royal Rangers? Royal Rangers' identity is drawn from this. It's drawn from mission and not methods. So then, what is our true identity? It's not what we're doing as our methods, but it's the mission. It's the end game. Royal Rangers is a mentoring ministry for future men, boys and young men. The words mentoring ministry for future men accurately identify who we are and describe what we do. Let's do it, and let's do it well. We offer character, servant leadership, education in a highly relational and fun development. Next, please. We value a culture of excellence in personal excellence, leadership excellence, and ministerial excellence. Under personal excellence, we are to be leaders of the Christ that we love. We need to have a daily, authentic, and growing relationship with the Lord. Let's not be stale, leaders. Leaders are mentors. We need to be spirit-empowered models of Christ-like manhood. Leaders are servant leaders. Servants first, leaders second. Leaders are faithful. Those who follow will find us faithful for having been biblical, ethical, moral, and wise. How to become a culture-building leader. Take a look at this next slide here. Lazy leaders blame. Arrogant leaders push down. Fearful leaders push away. Next, please. Here's a Facebook survey on what Facebook contributors said the worst leaders are blank. What? They talk too much. They think too little. They believe collaboration shows weakness. They fear risk. They need power. They need power. Those are four things. I'm sorry. My next slide shows five. But they need power. Becoming a culture builder. Becoming a culture builder requires this, that you believe that you matter in the face of obstacles, opposition, and negativity. That you choose creation over destruction. That you courageously dream and constantly talk about what could be. Fourth, find and exploit points of alignment. Don't push down, pull with. And fifthly, always keep smiling. Always keep smiling. Leadership excellence. A ministry that contagiously shapes new and current members to think and act like authentic servant leaders. Royal Rangers will be a missional organization, learning organization, and a relational organization. Great leaders are great because what? They have emotional intelligence. They reveal greatness in others, know where they're going and why, engage, don't really think they're great. Moving on to ministerial excellence. Here's a scripture that's near and dear to my heart. A mighty man will become the tender, and his work the spark. Both will burn together with no one to quench the fire. That is from Isaiah 1:31. By staying within the ministry's strategic direction and ministerial values to do whatever it takes to influence more boys and young men more than ever, more effectively than ever. Ministry excellence includes these common themes: ministry purpose, ministry message, ministry power, ministry call, ministry community, and ministry discipline. How do we skillfully shape our culture? One of the most important responsibilities, leaders, that we have being in organizational leadership is this: that we shape and reinforce our desired culture. Failure to do this will have Rangers go adrift, and our culture will be defined by others. Here's the following ways to shape our culture. First of all, example. An important way to influence healthy culture is to attach actions. Values only become values when we act them out. What our boys see in our lives that we act out each day in those meetings, they become examples. Celebration. In Rangers, we do this well. The ways of celebration in Rangers are that we do this in ceremonies, we do this in award banquets, and we do this by training new leaders. Be positive and be professional. Stories. By telling anecdotes, historical stories, and showing videos of events, we inform our members of organizational beliefs and attitudes. And symbols. The way we wear the uniform, the proper way we wear the uniform, and the way we use our logos are effective ways to reinforce culture. And language. Sayings, slogans, and songs help shape and reinforce Royal Rangers culture. Let's act out these values consistently until they become reality. Let's fashion a culture consistent with church culture. Our culture must be completely consistent with church culture. It cannot be a separate culture or even a subculture. By doing this, we will think and act like a biblical cause rather than a mere program. Men, we need to do our best to shape the culture. We don't want others doing that. But we need to have all minds mind. We need to be on the same page. The next and last slide is, I want to show you this. As I ran by this up in Mennonite country there in southeast PA. And read this with me. It says, a modest man very seldom blows his nose in public. We need to be careful in the way that we present ourselves. What we do affects others and affects our culture. Amen. Thank you.